You're listening to SBS.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, as Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
Ancient Greece was a place where fantastical stories reigned supreme. Helen of Troy's mother was a swan, for example, while the Greek goddess Athena was born out of the forehead of her father Zeus after he swallowed her pregnant mother. Add to this giants, winged horses, an array of other fantastical creatures, and you get the idea that storytelling in ancient Greece was a wild affair. Thousands of years later, ancient Greek stories and myths continue to be told in oral, theatrical and cinematic form. Christopher Nolan's...
A son.
And then
of Greek ancestry in the lead roles in this massive production, and that's got some people on social media all riled up.
If there was someone from a country that consumes baklava, I'll allow it. But I don't think Anne Hathaway has any idea what phyllo is.
I'm going to go see this movie, and I'm going to try my best to enjoy it. But I know that the whole time, there's going to be my Greek side and my American side watching at the same time, and it's going to be real tough to keep the Greek side quiet.
I'm not arguing that every character needed to be played by a Greek actor, and I'm not objecting to its diverse casting. I'm saying that in this enormous international cast, it would have been wonderful to see one Greek actor, maybe an unknown actor in a breakout
role. Name a single other culture where it would be okay to portray their stories on the largest scale possible, on the largest platform possible, without a single actor, cultural advisor, academic or director involved from that culture at all, at any level. I'll wait.
The criticism has come mainly from Greeks and parts of the large Greek diaspora worldwide. The film itself has attracted huge audiences in Greece, with IMAX screenings selling out months in advance. Vrasidis Karalis is a professor of modern Greek and Byzantine studies at the University of Sydney. He says the themes in the Odyssey remain universal.
The main idea of this film is the idea, and the myth behind the whole thing is the idea of Nostos, of homecoming, of going back to your home. This is the most important element, especially if you think of these ancient societies, that they had to go on expeditions, they had to go for food hunting, for this kind of, for all these, they had to leave their home, they had to leave their ancestral places and move around the world, sometimes in a very hostile environment. Coming back home, therefore, it was a reconciliation with the past. It was a rehabilitation of their humanity.
American actor Matt Damon plays the Greek king Odysseus, who makes his long and dangerous journey home after the Trojan War. Anne Hathaway is his wife Penelope. Zendaya is the goddess Athena, and Lupita Nyong'o is Helen of Troy in the nearly three-hour movie. Robert Pattinson and Charlize Theron also have starring roles. Nyong'o found herself in the spotlight, along with fellow actor Elliot Page, with some on social media questioning the authenticity of the actors playing the mythological roles with their African and trans identities, respectively. At the film's launch in New York, Nyong'o said one of the central themes of the story is about how important it is that we welcome strangers, those who may be different to us.
The Odyssey has everything in it. It's got love, betrayal, longing. It's got freaking cyclopses and monsters and witches. So I think that, and it's got a beautiful, deeply resonant message at the heart of it, which is the power of Zeus's law, which is about treating strangers as you would treating strangers kindly because they could be gods in disguise. And I think that's a beautiful message for all ages.
On an international press tour in India, Nolan said all stories are open to interpretation.
Anytime you take on a piece of literature that's known and beloved by so many people, and this is a story that's fascinated generation after generation for 3,000 years, a lot of different people have a lot of different ideas of what it's going to be like. But for me, like when Emma and I were doing the Dark Knight films, and we were working on a beloved character, you know, Batman, we sort of realized that you just have to make the best film you can and put a strong interpretation, your interpretation on. And I think people who love the piece of literature, in this case the Odyssey, hopefully they enjoy the respect that we're showing to the original source by making as good a film as we know how to make.
University of Athens ancient Greek professor Vasilios Vertodakis says such discussions have taken place for decades, and not only in Greece, but any time historical figures, both real and fictional, are depicted in modern films or television.
Greek mythology is open to reinterpretation. Even Greeks, ancient Greeks I mean, were open to reinterpret their heritage, their past, their myths. The reinterpretation, the reimagination keeps vital this heritage over time. Otherwise, Greek mythology would be a mummy, a museum exhibit.
Prominent Greek filmmaker Yannis Smaragdis is known for his films on Greek cultural and historical figures, such as Kazantzakis. While he welcomes any film about Greek mythology and directors' right to make films with their own vision, he's critical of what he believes was a, quote, woke agenda informing the making of this film.
Any director or artist that makes a work has the absolute responsibility for that work, and no one can tell him to do it this way or that. Whether whatever a director does, in this case Nolan, is liked or not liked, is up to the viewer. If Nolan does these things as a director, then it is respected, but he does them as a film producer, as a businessman, and he puts in the elements of a woke agenda and inclusion, for example, black actors, etc., so it does not have resistance from those that control global film distribution.
This is a household waiting for a master. I want you to choose me.
Ithaca's king is coming back.
No, he's not.
Professor Karalis says back when the Odyssey was written, the Mediterranean was a place rich in religious and cultural complexity, including in its fictional offerings. The Odyssey, for example, features a tribe of lotus eaters who get high consuming the plant, a cyclops, that's a one-eyed giant popular in Greek mythology, and another island of cannibalistic giants. Add to this a woman who changes people into pigs and an island full of seductive sirens. And Professor Karalis says expecting all these characters, human or not, to just be depicted by people of Greek origin thousands of years later is a bit of a stretch.
The story itself is so, if I may say, complex and involves so many different people from different, during the wanderings of Odysseus. He meets all these different people, the lotus eaters, the cyclops, the cannibals, all of these different, if I may say, tribes around the Mediterranean back then. I mean, asking for having Greeks there is a bit of a sort of a long shot, I would say. It's a multinational, multicultural and if I may say, in this case, multi-religious, essentially.
Professor Karalis questions the benefits of incorporating modern cultural wars about race and gender into interpretations of ancient texts. He believes one of Homer's lasting legacies is that regardless of who we are, in the end, we will all meet the same fate.
The most important thing in Homer, we're all mortal. That is to say, we're all going to die. This is the human condition for the ancient Greeks. Black, white, yellow or green didn't matter. We're going to die. I mean, what happens today by the Greeks who criticize this element is, I think it's parochial, and sometimes, you know, it shows a social panic and moral panic. I mean, the story itself is extremely, I would say, appealing to everyone to this day, because we all have, we see life as a journey. We see life as a journey full of adventures, full of problems, full of essentially reversals of going back and losing what we have achieved. And this is, I think, this is part of the continuous appeal of this story, because Odysseys are everyday life.
Promise me you will come back.
What if I can't?
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend, and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.